Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads National Unity Day celebration in Ekta Nagar, Gujarat. Emphasizes that every citizen must reject any thought or action weakening the nation's fabric. NDA releases election manifesto for Bihar Assembly elections, promises 1 crore government jobs, MSP guarantee to farmers and free medical treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. India-US seal landmark 10-year defence framework in Kuala Lumpur. IMD issues red alert for sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. And in cricket, India takes on Australia in the second T20 of 5-match series in Melbourne, Australia today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed to the citizens to unite and dedicate themselves to the nation's progress to achieve the dream of Viksit Bharat, addressing the huge gathering at National Unity Day celebrations in Ekta Nagar, Gujarat, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The Prime Minister highlighted the nationwide participation in the unity oath taken by crores of people, reaffirming the collective resolve to strengthen national unity. He emphasized that every citizen must reject any thought or action that weakens the fabric of the nation, calling it the need of the hour. He said that after independence, Sardar Patel achieved the seemingly impossible by uniting over 550 princely states, embodying the vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
Desh bhar mein ho rahi ekta daud, run for unity, koti koti bhartiyon ka utsah, hum naye bharat ki sankalp shakti ko saath saath mehsoos kar rahe hain. Abhi yahan जो कार्यक्रम हुए जो अद्भुत प्रस्तुति हुई उनमें भी अतीत की परंपरा थी वर्तमान का श्रम और शौर्य था और भविष्य की सिद्धि की झलक भी थी.
The Prime Minister said that since 2014, the government has delivered a decisive and powerful blow to nationalism and Maoist terrorism. He said that before 2014, nearly 100 districts across the country were affected by Maoist activities, but today that number has come down to just 11. He further noted that only 3 districts remain seriously impacted by nationalism.
Aaj main Sardar Patel ke sanidhya mein एकता नगर की इस धरती से पूरे देश को भरोसा दिलाता हूं जब तक देश नक्सलवाद माओवाद उस आतंक से पूरी तरह मुक्त नहीं हो जाता हम रुकने वाले नहीं है चैन से बैठने वाले नहीं है.
Highlighting India's rich spiritual and cultural heritage, Mr. Modi said that the Dwadash Jyotirlingas, Shaktipeets and Chardhams embody the life force of the nation, binding people across regions and faiths. He lauded the country's linguistic diversity, calling it one of India's greatest strengths. Calling languages as symbols of unity, the Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to promoting and conserving all Indian languages.
हम हर भारतीय भाषा को प्रमोट कर रहे हैं हम चाहते हैं कि हिंदुस्तान के बच्चे अपनी मातृभाषा में पढ़ाई करें भारत के लोग देश की दूसरी भाषाओं को भी जाने भाषाएं हमारी एकता की सूत्रधार बने और ये एक दिन का काम नहीं है ये निरंतर चलने वाला काम है जिसकी जिम्मेदारी हम सबको मिलकर के उठानी है.
Our correspondent brings you this report.
The air in Ekta Nagar crackles with national pride as the nation celebrated Rashtriya Ekta Divas at the feet of Statue of Unity. The Prime Minister began the day with a moving floral tribute followed by a solemn administration of the Ekta Divas pledge. The magnificent parade showcased women empowerment in uniform with all contingents from BSF to various state police forces commanded exclusively by brave women officers. A special display of Atmanirbhar Bharat was the BSF marching contingent featuring our native Rampur and Mudhol hounds parading with extraordinary discipline. From the skies, the prestigious Surya Kiran team of Indian Air Force painted the tricolour, displaying unparalleled valour and courage. The ceremony paid tribute to gallantry as 5 Shaurya Chakra awardees from CRPF, brave anti-Naxal and anti-terror heroes, passed by in an open gypsy. Hundreds of musicians resonated across the campus. And finally, to honor Sardar Patel's 150th birth anniversary, 2 helicopters showered petals on the magnificent statue. Aparna Khon, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary at his statue in Patel Chowk, New Delhi, this morning. She also extended her heartfelt greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of National Unity Day. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Sardar Patel made an immense contribution in uniting the country after independence, building today's India and creating a united country. He said this while flagging off the Run for Unity from Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in Delhi on the occasion of National Unity Day. The Unity Run was organized across Mizoram and other parts of the country this morning to commemorate National Unity Day. In Aizawl, the event attracting around 400 participants, similar runs were conducted simultaneously across all districts of Mizoram. Sports Authority of India, in collaboration with the Department of Sports and Youth Services, organized the Aizawl leg of the Unity Run. In Manipur, National Unity Day is celebrated commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. The state-level function was held at the first Manipur Rifles Parade Ground in Imphal. Inaugurating the program, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inspected a contingent march past led by Pranesh Arambai, commanding officer of the 4th India Reserve Battalion. In Telangana, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel has been paid tributes across the state on his birth anniversary today. Run for Unity was held across the state and its capital, Hyderabad. Former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu and Union Coal Minister G. Kishan Reddy and several members of Parliament paid tributes at Sardar Patel's statue near Gun Park in Hyderabad. They recall the services of Sardar Patel and his ideology, unity in diversity. Mr. Naidu called upon youth to take the spirit from the great saying of Sardar Patel. In Odisha, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi joined the Run for Unity event held at Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar this morning. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Majhi said unity, brotherhood and patriotism are the pillars of a developed India. He described unity in diversity as the soul and strength of India, adding that irrespective of caste, religion or language, every citizen is an Indian. Mr. Majhi said this shared identity has kept the country strong and united. The nation is remembering former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on her death anniversary today. Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, Lok Sabha Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and other senior leaders of the party paid tributes to Indira Gandhi at Shakti Sthal in New Delhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, today issued the joint Sankalp Patra for Bihar Assembly Election 2025. The Sankalp Patra was released in the presence of Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar, BJP President JP Nadda, BJP's Bihar election in charge Dharmendra Pradhan and other NDA leaders. In the Sankalp Patra, it was announced to provide more than 1 crore employment opportunities to the people of Bihar. A report.
In the NDA's manifesto, it has been announced that free education from KG to PG will be provided to poor families. The NDA document also mentions the construction of 7 new expressways under the Bihar Gati Shakti Plan. BJP senior leader and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary said that a world-class Sitapuram city will be developed at Punaura Dham in Sitamadhi, along with a world-class education city and a new greenfield township near Patna. To enhance farmers' income, the NDA has pledged to invest 1 lakh crore rupees in agriculture infrastructure. On the other hand, the Congress has termed the NDA manifesto a bundle of lies. Party senior leader Ashok Gehlot, while speaking in Patna, said the NDA leaders should explain what they have done for Bihar during their 20 years in power. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Meanwhile, campaigning for the assembly elections has been affected today due to the bad weather condition in the state. Several star campaigners and senior leaders of various parties faced delays in helicopter sorties. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Maharashtra.
Under the next generation GST reforms, Maharashtra is gaining significantly in its agriculture, industry and services sector. In GST 2.0, tax on sugar, fruit juices, jams and sausages have been reduced to 5% from the earlier 12%. This has encouraged higher consumption, promoted value addition and supported farmers. The government has also reduced the GST on footwear prices up to 2,500 rupees per pair to 5%. This will boost sales and exports of Maharashtra's famous Kolhapuri chappals. Under the new tax structure, GST rates on solar panels, solar water heaters and other renewable devices have been slashed down to 5%. Maharashtra is also famous for its film and entertainment industry. In GST 2.0, tax on cinema tickets priced up to 100 rupees has been reduced from 12% to 5%. Lower ticket prices are expected to reduce cost for the common person, making cinema more accessible. With Rishu and Arzu, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and the United States today inked a framework agreement for cooperation in the defense sector for the next 10 years. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said he held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. During the meeting, both sides signed a defense framework that will usher in a new era in both sides' already strong defense partnership. The defense minister said this partnership is critical for ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. He added that the defense framework will provide policy direction for the entire spectrum of the India-U.S. defense relationship. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Bihar, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat today. Parts of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Assam, Meghalaya, East Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, North Madhya Maharashtra and Nagaland are also expected to receive light to moderate rainfall during the day. The Weather Department further predicted thunderstorms and lightning in places over Gangetic, West Bengal and Gujarat today. The second T20 of the five-match cricket series between India and Australia started in Melbourne, Australia today. Australia won the toss and opted to bowl first against India. India were 28 for 2 in 3.5 overs against Australia when reports last came in. The players to watch out for India in the game are Abhishek Sharma and Surya Kumar Yadav, who can take the game away from any opposition, and as per Australia, it is going to be Travis Head, who has been a nightmare for India, and with the ball it is going to be Josh Hazlewood, who has been in sublime form. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading 0.4% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex lost 343 points to 84,061, while the Nifty dipped 115 points to 25,763 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, utilities, metal and power were dragging the most, while buying was seen in PSU banks, auto and oil and gas. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was also trading in the negative territory. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads National Unity Day celebration in Ekta Nagar, Gujarat, emphasizes that every citizen must reject any thought or action weakening the nation's fabric. NDA releases election manifesto for Bihar Assembly elections, promises 1 crore government jobs, MSP guarantee to farmers and free medical treatment up to 5 lakh rupees. India-US seal landmark 10-year defence framework in Kuala Lumpur. IMD predicts heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Bihar, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Gujarat today. And in cricket, India takes on Australia in the second T20 of 5-match series in Melbourne, Australia. With that, we end the midday news.